Is it fair to say that the United States, given the case that Ambassador Power laid out, has at least reached a preliminary conclusion about those matters?
I think there's a range of information that's publicly available. As is the case with serious incidents like this, we'll let the official conclusion be made. But obviously, Ambassador Power wouldn't have said that if there wasn't a reasonable belief that that was accurate information.
Don't you see a sort of possible conflict of interest that people might see when the eventual report comes out of, mm-hmm. of how this happened? The U.S. government, given Samantha Power's statements at the U.N., is then the U.S. government is then sending the FBI to also be part of this investigation, this report. Couldn't it be difficult for the results of this report to stick if we're already hearing sort of a line from the U.S. government that they believe it's Russia's fault, then they are the government is then directly involved in this investigation?
Well, that's not exactly...
There are a range of other nations.
Let me answer
have
your question. That's not exactly what either the president or Ambassador Power said. They also both made clear that there's an investigation we're going to see through. The FBI participation, the FBI clearly has a range of important expertise in criminal investigations. I think that's expertise that could, we don't know, could come in handy in this case. That's what they will be offering. So there'll be a range of expertise and entities that will participate in this investigation.